USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The NFL's Green Bay Packers are now facing a big fine for violating the NFL and NFL Players Association's COVID-19 protocols. And yes, it does have to do in part with the Aaron Rodgers controversy. ESPN reporting that the team has been fined $300,000 for those violations, as quarterback Aaron Rodgers and wide receiver Alan Lazard were each fined over $14,000. Rodgers missed this past week's game against Kansas City because of his COVID-19 protocol. Pfizer wants to provide a coronavirus booster for all adults. The pharmaceutical company announcing a few hours ago that it's asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for a booster shot for everybody 18 years of age and older. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Actor Dean Stockwell, who began his career as a child actor in the 40s and worked until not that long ago, has died at 85. His career in the end spanning over 70 years. He marveled back in 1995 that he had been working that long.
And I'm still doing it. I'm still able to contribute and create after 52 years.
Again, Dean Stockwell was 86. John Deere workers still striking, but with an update, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More witnesses being hit with subpoenas from the House committee that's investigating the January Capitol attack. They include former advisors and aides who are working in the Trump White House that day. There are 10 on the latest list, and it includes former Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany and advisor to then-President Trump, Stephen Miller. The prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial resting its case after more than 5 days of testimony in Wisconsin. The prosecution calling 22 witnesses. Rittenhouse, who was 17 years of age at the time of the shootings, expected to take the stand when the defense presents its case. Reports say a California man's attempting to seek asylum in the Eastern European country of Belarus. The Marin IJ says that Evan Newman of Mill Valley, California, is facing assault charges in connection with the January Capitol attack, and that he reportedly fled to Europe in the spring, making his way to Ukraine, where he was detained by border guards as he tried to cross into Belarus. The S&P 500 snapped an 8-day win streak in Tuesday trading as investors have been awaiting the release of some key inflation data. All three major indexes, in fact, finished in the red on Tuesday. Tomorrow, the latest consumer price index is to be released. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.